Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Stalker's never-ending Tuesday edition of the Cut Sheet.
Never-ending. By the way, right now, the poll is up. YouTube.com/at1210WPHT. Please make sure you go over there. At least vote on the poll and hit the like and subscribe buttons while you're there. 216 likes. Thank you very much for that. I like it when we get above 200. So thank you for the likes. Make sure you're hitting the like and subscribe buttons. Right now, best rant, because today we said is the 17th anniversary of the release of the Bill O'Reilly Inside Edition meltdown. Mm-hmm. So who had the best rant? Was it O'Reilly, Christian Bale, Casey Kasem, or Chris Berman? Bill O'Reilly right now with a clear lead at 48%. Casey Kasem, number two at 27. Christian Bale at 23, and Chris Berman at 3.
I would agree. Bill O'Reilly was my number one. I would have gone Bill 1, Berman 2, Bale 3,
yeah.
Kasem 4.
Raymond, Ollie, all these guys that are texting me or tweeting me and telling me the Lawrence O'Donnell rant. Yes, I know the Lawrence O'Donnell rant was a good one, but he's such an unlikable D-bag anyway that, like, I just, like, it's not even, like, of course he ranted at his poor staff, you know? Like, of course he did, because he's a horrible human.
That was the stop the hammering bit?
Stop the hammering, yeah.
But Chris Berman, at least, he was like, hey, I'm sorry to go off on the... Like, he was more, I don't know, like, give me a little respect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He wasn't demeaning and demoralizing like the others were.
Yeah.
And Casey Kasem, to talk about a dog, like, boom, that's number one for me.
I never knew that Casey could get angry.
Yeah.
To talk about, like, you know, somebody's dog and the little girl, and you thought he believed those stories. And
by the way, we're closing in on 10,000 subscribers. Can you, like, all you 906 listeners, you're my favorite listeners, you know that. Can you just go over to YouTube and just hit the subscribe button, please?
Like, he says that to all the girls.
Just hit the subscribe button. It's free. It costs you nothing. And, you know, if we can get to 10K by the end of the month, I think that's a huge goal. It's a huge goal because we started at nothing.
Yeah, and while we're on this topic.
Get up, Harry!
Harry Mays, just worry about contributing to the Cut Sheet on the air when you're on Mondays.
Oh, boy.
Don't worry about kissing Stalker's ass and saying, oh, we're behind on likes. You're not on here to follow the social media metrics.
Oh, boy.
You're on here
to
give commentary.
Listen to you.
All right, Harry? Yeah, I'm coming for you too.
What did Harry do?
When the student becomes the teacher.
Ooh,
let's go, Harry.
Ooh, what did he do?
I just, you know, I heard him make that comment yesterday. Oh. I'm like, did I? Yeah, you're on here for an hour and a half. I need fastballs.
Don't let him fool you, Don. Nick and Harry are like best friends.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Did I let the cat out of the bag?
No, there? I think most people know that.
Okay. Be nice.
We're going to get to the price of prescription drugs in one second, because I'm dying to hear both of your takes on this. I want to start with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who said, this is amazing to me. We played the video yesterday of them may or may not doing coke. Don had the correct take. It was certainly not cocaine, but it was just fun to do. It was fun to play. If you look at the video, there's no way it was cocaine, but it's hysterical.
Wait, so now you actually really do believe it was a tissue?
I never believed it was cocaine. It was just a fun bit to do.
Well, I'm all for bits. That legitimately looked like why would you act that way with a tissue? Again, like, as I was really in, like,
it's nasty. It's a booger, booger laden tissue. Yeah. It's, ooh, get your boogers off the table.
Oh God.
I mean, why did you put a booger-laden tissue?
When did this whole world become full of germaphobes? Wait, did COVID break everybody?
It did. It absolutely did.
I got news for you. Imperfect world. There's boogers everywhere.
Yeah.
There's snot everywhere.
Booger.
Everybody sneezes.
Am I doing a big three?
Yes, at 9:30.
Yeah, it's bottom of the hour.
They found a small nodule in Joe Biden's prostate. You know when you have your routine exam at the hospital, which everybody needs, and then you have to cough and the whole thing?
Yeah.
They found a nodule.
So. Any details on his brain?
Don't, Nick. All right. We'll get more details.
You're in Philadelphia. So details on the nodule.
No. Hopefully he's okay.
What's happening in the UK right now, by the way, because they just let anybody in. We talk about assimilation, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like what's happening in the UK?
London is falling.
It's 100%.
Yeah.
And Keir Starmer addressed it yesterday. Roll it.
Let me put it this way.
Yes.
Nations depend on rules.
And baggies.
Fair rules. Sometimes they're written down.
Wow.
Often they're not. But either way, they give shape to our values. guide us towards our rights, of course.
Of course.
But also our responsibilities, the obligations we owe to each other. Now, in a diverse nation like ours, and I celebrate that...
Here we go.
These rules become even more important.
Yeah.
Without them, we risk becoming an island of strangers, not a nation that walks forward together. So when you have an immigration system that seems almost designed to permit abuse, that encourages some businesses to bring in lower-paid workers rather than invest in our young people, or simply one that is sold by politicians to the British people on an entirely false premise,
yeah,
then you're not championing growth.
Wow.
You're not championing justice or however else people defend the status quo. You're actually contributing to the forces that are slowly pulling our country apart. So, yes, I believe in this. I believe we need to reduce immigration significantly.
Wow.
That's why some of the policies in this white paper go back nearly 3 years. Why I told the Labour Party conference,
yeah,
taking back control is a Labour argument. And why, most importantly of all, inward migration is already falling with this government.
It's unbelievable to me to hear these pretty liberal politicians, mm-hmm, now touting this. Yeah. You know, so,
well, he's technically from the Labour Party. Yeah. In the UK, not the Conservative Party, not the Reform
Socialists.
Yeah,
but it's unbelievable because he sounds like Trump.
Well, it's really interesting that when you look, whether it's in this country or around the globe, the bandwagon effect,
yeah,
to some extent that Trumpism has,
mm-hmm,
right? Whether it's the billionaires rushing over to get in his good graces, like Zuckerberg, whether it's those clowns on MSNBC, hubby and wife in the morning that want to kiss the ring, whether it's, you know, and look, it started with Trump in 2016, but we've seen the rise of these, you know, we call them common sense populist platforms. Look at Argentina, right, with Milei. So there's a market for it. And the only question is, are you buying it as a consumer or is it a fraudulent act? That guy might have said the right thing there. Is he actually going to put it into practice now?
Yeah, I know.
He just won his election, what, last year in 2024, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to do something because it's an uprising, because you really get these people in there who don't have the, yeah, United Kingdom in mind and are just, yeah, there to, you know, cause crap.
Well, Kristen and I have some good friends down in Nolensville, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville. They're British. And her husband, his name is Phil, he's conservative, but he's not a huge Trump guy. And he says he would never go back to the UK,
yeah,
with where it is now. And he's 52 or 53. He, yeah, says the where it is now versus where it was 15 years ago when they came to America,
mm-hmm,
not even close.
By the way, Nick, I want to get to this 35 here. Pope Leo's brother was on Piers Morgan last night.
When is he going to be on this show?
Lou.
I want Lou.
Lou.
Yes, the right brother, because we always get the wrong brother.
He explained his controversial tweets. His controversial stances to Piers. Roll it.
They're not controversial.
I've been very quiet, biting my tongue at some of the stuff that is out there on social media, because I don't want to create waves that don't need to be there. Because
Big Lou,
I'm a magnet.
He's on social too.
I have my beliefs. I don't need to create heat for him. He's going to have enough to handle as it is, without the press going, the Pope's brother says this.
Well, the Pope's brother also said that. You reposted a meme in October.
No, here we go.
Well, I'll give you three more. October 24 showed it was a meme showing an asylum with the caption, "Where the woke lived before the 70s. Earlier this year, you reshared a post that said, "Please pray for the 33% who approve of Biden that they be healed of their mental affliction." And in August, you posted referring to an alleged incident where illegal immigrants tried to hijack a bus of children between the gangs and the illegals, creating all sorts of havoc without any punishment. The current administration just keeps letting criminals pour across our borders. Like you say, you know, this is the kind of stuff you would expect from a very pro-Trump MAGA supporter. Probably not what people are used to from the Pope's brother. So
the Pope's
brother. Two questions. Have you had anyone from the Vatican call you and say you got to ease off the gas? And will you be changing your social media strategy going forward, Lewis?
Has the Catholic Church censored you?
Okay. No one has contacted me yet. I'm hoping that it doesn't get that far, but you never know as this stuff comes up. Because I have posted some pretty, you know, sometimes I like to go stir the pot, too. Like I feel some of the people on the other side. They just throw stuff out there.
Yeah.
A lot like I think President Trump does. Mm. He says things just to stir the pot. Mm. Because it's fun to, like, get into some of these debates with people sometimes from the other side. But, no, like I said, going forward, I've realized now that I see some of this coming back at me, that I should probably tone it down.
No, you should.
I backed off a lot of media, and I don't see myself really getting too much involved in that, at least... And especially until I've had a chance to actually talk with my brother and see what his mental, you know, what he thinks. Has he felt any of it or heard any of it come back his way?
Yeah.
But he knows I am who I am. He's well aware of my position. He knows I'm probably not going to change, and I don't think I will, other than to just, like you say, tone it down. Maybe that comment that says, you know, Trump ought to be in jail or Trump ought to be hung, that I would normally go back to and at why. Do you think I'll just go, just read it and smile and go, okay, I'm not gonna get into it with these people anymore. And they, for all I know now going forward, that the name is out there and people, you know, they might be trying to bait me to say something they can use to get at him. So
I think that's very true and very.
By the way,
Pope Lou, you do not dial it back, Lewis, Pope.
I'm sure.
By the way, Shafe says for penance he must do 10 woots and 5 mustards.
5
mustard. Mustard.
He looks very tan.
He does. Yeah. He lives in Port Charlotte.
Pope Leo's brother.
I like him. Now I got to rip Piers Morgan. Uh-oh. You can't call yourself Piers Morgan uncensored and leave this lady out of
Please
it.
Please don't bother me with such frivolity.
The tweet that I read from Lou, because he's on social too, was in regards to the tariffs. He said, quote, oh, but back in the 90s, Nancy Pelosi, that drunk C word, four-letter word, was all for the tariffs against China. Come on, Piers. Yep. You buried the lead here.
Yep.
He torched and had the receipts of Nancy Pelosi. You didn't even bring that up.
We will get to, I've been teasing prescription drug prices, but I want to do this before we before we end the cut sheet. I missed Fight Club today. So you know what happens when you miss Fight Club. I don't know what happens.
You get a spanking.
And so this happened on Mother's Day. It was a Mother's Day brawl at a Golden Corral in Chicago. So you see two.
Well, let's just establish the expectation here. If you're if your mother's daying it at Golden Corral,
it's not the Bluebell Inn, folks.
You don't need a reservation in February.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHD if you want to see this video every day, as long as I can find them. We will have some sort of fight because I believe fights are funny. And I think they get people to watch. So we're going to do a Fight Club every day on the cut sheet for as long as I can sustain it. It'll probably sustain as long as the voicemail is sustained.
By the way, that was brought up to me a few weeks ago.
Yeah, well, you know.
People asked where it went.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have a lot of time. You know what I mean? Like 4 hours isn't enough.
There's a lot to jam in the 9 o'clock hour.
That's the problem. You're right. All right. So this is these are two older ladies fighting at the Golden Corral in Chicago. YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. Roll it. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, look at another one gets in. Another one gets in.
4, 5.
Wow.
Well, you never know, man. That whole That whole spread could dry up really quickly. You were told you were getting X amount of plates for your money.
Heifer's going to hit.
Man, can you imagine?
I like that. Heifer's going to hef.
We wonder where these kids get it from. They get it from their parents.
Well, the reality is if you eat Golden Corral, you have to burn it off. So why not burn it off by assaulting your fellow friends and family? In a nice dress.
Unbelievable.
Beautiful sundress on. Nice little overthrow there, right? At least no wigs went flying this time.
This is true.
That usually happens in Vegas at a gas station at 2 in the morning.
Wigs and weaves. They always go flying. You know what I mean? Like, it's so.
Head on a swivel, kids.
I will try and, hey, Skopinich, get selling this. Fight Club every day. Every day at, sometime before the country ends.
You want me to go down there at 10 and start rallying up the base?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll get in there and go up on the stage.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. Hit the like subscribe Doge. And like button.
I'd be like Doge. What did you sell last week? What's your name? Are you new? Did you do a little tour? Get out on the road.
All right. Are we going to hear about Joe Biden's nodule next?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway.
Hard, firm nodule.
Oh, boy.
Found right here in Philadelphia.
Mm, yeah. Not good.
I mean, was he 82, 83?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, at some point, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but at some point, for dudes, the prostate gets you. It does. Mm-hmm.
What's the age? Is it 50? Or have they lowered it to
like
the 40s?
40, 30, late 30s. It depends on your family's history as well.
Yeah.
Because I'm 41 and I've yet to have it.
Yeah, I'm 45 and I think I'm going for all my exams this year.
You want to go together?
No.
What do you mean? When you go to the doctor, you don't bend over and cough? You don't do that whole thing? That's part of this.
No.
No?
No.
Bend over and cough.
Mm-hmm, that's what they tell you.
What kind of doctor are you going to?
Dawn, I'll be
love
down.
My
I'll
doctor.
Be, Dawn, I'll be down to your booth in the next break.
Your doctor's like, Ms. Stenslin, please bend over and cough.
Hold off.
You know what I mean?
Hold off on that big three for a moment.
Oh, my Lord. All right. Big three next.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Our buddy Sid Weiss passed away a year ago today. So a big shout out to our great listener, Sarah Weiss, who we saw at Politics and Pints, as well as Inauguration Day at the Knack back in January. Just wanted to pass that along from one of our guys on social media. I think that was that Kevin Poles that sent that?
Yes.
Kevin Poles.
Yeah, I had planned on, I was going to say it with the big three, but it's also Sarah's, it's also Sarah Weiss, it's her birthday.
Oh.
It's kind of bittersweet, but
yeah.
I know that Sid is wishing you love and a happy birthday from heaven.
Yeah.
We love you, Sarah. Sarah went on the Italy trip, conservativetours.com, with us, so we're buds. And
very
was
cool.
Obviously just the other night with us at that great Phoenixville theater.
That's right. Correct.
So we love you, Sarah, and we love Sid Weiss in heaven.
Yep, there you go. Big Phillies fan as well. All right, let's get caught up in the world of news. It is time for a Dawn Stenslin Big Three at 9:29.
It's the Big Three and Nine on Kale and Company.
Number one, as President Joe Biden, for his doing the right thing, which you got to keep up on all of your different checkups. And so he went for his checkup. We're told here at one of our great hospital facilities, I believe UPenn here in Philadelphia, but they found a small hard nodule on his prostate that needs, quote, further evaluation. And so it was found during his routine physical exam. That's a good thing that he's going for his routine physicals. We know that a couple years ago, then President Biden had that cancerous lesion removed from his chest before entering office and had multiple non-melanoma skin cancer spots removed with Mohs surgery, etc. But in this one, they're saying that as far as this goes, they need to watch this very carefully.
Axios just had a story. This was 6:22 a.m. exclusive. Joe Biden's physical deterioration was so severe that advisors privately discussed the possibility that he would need to use a wheelchair if he won re-election. Mm. That is according to the new book that is written by Alex Thompson and Jake Tapper.
And Jake...
what a weasel. Jake nothing to see here.
The same crew that wanted to wheel him out for a second term.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, they should be ashamed of themselves.
Legitimately writing in their book for profit that had Joe stayed in the race and was not swapped out for Kamala, had he have defeated Donald Trump, He would serve his second term constricted to a wheelchair. Great.
Oh, that is disgraceful.
But yet you it's a right-wing conspiracy theory. Joe Biden is deteriorating. Oh, it's the best Joe we've ever seen. What did Jill say on The View? He lays in bed going over his briefings at night while I read my fables. Liar.
Oh, so weird.
God.
And the more this comes out, and if indeed those audio tapes of the Robert Herr interview.
Release the tapes.
Then you see a different image. You see all of these people who were basically committing elder abuse of somebody who should have been able to retire with dignity, right? Instead of being propped up like Bernie's weekend or whatever
Well, they've done the same thing with Dianne Feinstein, 90 years old.
That's weird.
They did the same thing with Fetterman until Fetterman was deemed replaceable because of his stance in the Middle East. That's what they do.
Since there's a local tie to this as well, talking about the Federal Aviation Administration. So they've, among other things, launching this emergency task force to ensure the safety, among other system upgrades, much needed upgrades. So we have all of this information, and in part from Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy at that news conference that happened yesterday. But Duffy blaming recent telecommunications issues at Newark Liberty International on former President Joe Biden's administration and claiming it mishandled a move of air traffic control from New York to Philadelphia just last year. And so saying in part that the administration had moved the terminal radar approach control, which is known as TRACON, TRACON, without properly hardening the telecom lines that are feeding the data. So they did not, for all of you techies, I have no idea what this is, because my only technical skill is turning it off and then turning it back on, you know?
Same here.
But they did not, they discovered that they did not properly harden the telecom lines that feed all of the data. And that's why all the screens went blank.
As I said earlier in the show, I'm still trying to figure out the new debit card machines at Giant in the checkout line. So, damn it, I don't know any of that stuff. Nope.
And someday it'll be all crypto.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, it's carnival season this time of year, a lot of community carnivals. Mm. But in this case, a night of what should have been family fun. No. And this is, I'm taking you to South Jersey. It was just, it really stinks because this was spoiled by this large group of juveniles, the Utes, who the police had to come in and arrest. There were injuries, property damage.
Is there a description of the juveniles?
I do not have a description.
South African refugees for 1,000.
Afrikaners. Carnival, this is Belmar, New Jersey. They were forced to shut down this past weekend because they had hundreds of these Utes, the juveniles, huge festival. Mm-hmm. Everything was wonderful, and families and children and babies. And so they had to arrest all of these people. They had huge fights that broke out. And I was just really unfortunate.
Yeah. Here's how we curtail this, because you know what's going to happen. We're going to have these stories as we get past Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day at the Jersey Shore, right? Rowdy Utes, the boardwalk, the families being disrupted, curfews, the whole thing. Here's what we do. Remember the scene from Jaws when Chief Brody was up in the Shark Tower and he's ringing the bell? We put Zeoli in the Shark Tower with the megaphone as Megaphone Bernie, and he can spot out and shout down to the people that are unruly, assist with law enforcement, get these lawless idiots off of the property so people can enjoy their family time. How about that?
Shafe asked, what cars were there? Were they driving? Well, we're going to find out what cars they were driving before we find out any description of the quote-unquote juveniles.
That's right.
Juveniles. Ugh.
How does your vehicle identify?
Yes. So in all, even though there were hundreds involved in this, only three of these Utes, these juveniles, three arrested. At least two people we know were injured by the end of the night. A lot of these family carnivals, and we've talked about this over the years, that they're canceling them across the region. Remember that?
This is why we can't have nice things.
It's a sin.
Tear gas and rubber bullets.
We were talking about this because there was another one in Montgomery County that we were talking about that was a longtime carnival. We always went to it. I think that they need to start maybe ticketing, maybe residents only, and that you're ticketed in advance or something, just to avoid this kind of, you know, spontaneity and these crowds that swarm and then cause all this property damage. Yep. And then the community is doing this nice thing, but the cost is so cumbersome, and the police have to be called in. Then you have to pay for all this overtime.
And then the question is, do you have the resources?
Yeah. It's a sin.
The whole cluster.
I don't think I had a sponsor, Greg Stocker.
You don't. You did not.
So that is our big three.
All right. Speaking of the burbs, let me just mention this story. We had this on the show sheet for the local segment that we did from Jersey to Upper Darby. This is in White Marsh Township. It was just over there 2 weeks ago at the Travis Mannion Golf Outing in Lafayette Hill. So terrorism fears have canceled the suburban 4th of July parade. This is in White Marsh Township, all of 10 minutes from where I live.
Terrorism fears?
PhillyMag.com. Victor, I always forget how you say his
name. Fiorello.
Yeah, I like him. He's solid. Good writer. In less than 2 months, thousands of small towns around the United States will host 4th of July parades, complete with classic cars, cute kids in patriotic garb, and a bounty of American flags waving in the wind, as they have been doing so for many decades. But you can cross White Marsh Township off of that list. White Marsh Township officials have canceled their annual 4th of July parade, and residents of Monco Township are none too happy. They have released a statement, quote, "We are canceling our annual 4th of July parade. We came to this point after hearing from township staff, our police department, and our emergency management office in light of recent events. They had conducted a thorough review of safety at the parade, including vehicle control, and concluded that holding the event presented an unnecessary risk to the community. We thank them for their time and expertise. Safety is and always will be our top priority. Not a cliche here in White Marsh. We say it, we mean it." He goes on to say in the last 35 years, he's represented the police department in some form or fashion. But due to the rising acts motivated by hate, anti-Semitism, racism, and many other motivations, too numerous to mention, blah, 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 blah. You know what this reminds me of, or what I really think this is about? This is about allowing these anti-Semitic protesters that we have seen throughout this listening area to continue to instill fear in people. And I'm kind of torn on this. In part, I want to blame all of the authorities for not being tougher on it and nipping it in the bud, right? But then the other side of me also wants to criticize them for bowing down in an act of cowardice. And I get protecting public safety the whole bit, but you're bending the knee to these individuals. To me, I would argue, no, show goes on. We will do what we do every year around or on the 4th of July, and we will make sure that we are properly prepared in the event any of these threats come to fruition. Now, I don't know what details they have. I don't know what they've been tipped off to. I'm reading this from PhillyMag.com, just like anybody else can. But this actually just the mere notion that it would be canceled for whatever reason, right or wrong, no matter which side you like, that's disheartening.
Nick, you know right where this is.
Oh yes,
this is like I've gone to this every year for forever, and even my sons when they were in Boy Scouts, you know, and they participated in this parade. It's right, so they culminate at right there at Joshua Park, right across from the Wawa, Germantown Pike, and they go through Lafayette. It's like wonderful. A wonderful parade, but the police chief is being widely quoted as saying, you know, there are all these different terror attacks. Even he quoted the one in New Orleans and the threat. But I will tell you, even for the Mummers Day parade, because remember that happened right within the timeline. New Orleans. So the law enforcement, they were amazing here in Philadelphia to keep us all safe with canine units and. At the time, I still had my minivan, my Piazza minivan. So they had to search everybody. They searched everybody's vehicles. You couldn't go into a certain parameter. Think about the cost of that for a small community. And so I don't think there's anything underlying here. I think, honest to God, they're really upset about it. But because of all these different threats going on, they just say, we can't burden the community with this kind of cost. That's a shame.
Well, it's a sin, but think about the lost revenue for that area with the amount of money that people will spend for their kids in and around that day, buying this, purchasing that. Yeah.
So it's a shame because what ends up happening is these public events like this, these community events, I suspect that what people will do is there will be private events. So they'll find private clubs or golf clubs or things of that nature. They'll ticket, they'll make sure that people in advance buy tickets and, you know, they're known and that sort of thing. They have to prove residency. And then the general community gets excluded.
Mm-hmm. 855-839-1210. We'll come back, get to the movies, the music, what's on tap for the Dawn Show. But right now, if you're in the market for furniture, what's on tap for you? Well, that would be Bucks County Estate Traders, because the truth is, most Americans, we're tired of the cheap, mass-produced junk. So how about this? Bucks County Estate Traders. Massive Hatfield showroom, 58,000-plus square feet, with over 16,000 pieces of high-end furniture, brands like Stickley, Baker, Henrodon, and more. The kind of quality craftsmanship that has withstood the test of time, and you can save thousands compared to new retail prices. No matter your style, if you're looking for that classic piece, a modern set for a dining room, rustic, traditional, you'll find stunning pieces that fit today's home. Home office, the man cave, the kitchen, living room, bedrooms, you name it. Visit BucksCountyEstateTraders.com today because they have it all. And unlike the big box stores, if you see something you love, you can take it home the same day. Every piece comes with a QR code, which displays the details instantly, and their expert staff is the best in the business. Step on out. See Matt Stanella. That's my guy. No pushy salespeople, just straight shooters that know their stuff. Check out their website. Call ahead. They'll have the prices you want ready that moment. Visit BucksCountyEstateTraders.com or stop by their showroom today in Hatfield.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
As always, before the music, it's time for the Morning Mystery Movie Clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You know how to fly? Man, I got over 2,000 hours.
This is all you talked about. Troy, you can do this.
Yeah, I can do this.
Yeah. We gotta clear the snakes out of the cockpit.
Yeah, clear the snakes out of the cockpit. Yeah. Enough is enough! I have had it with these Everybody strap in!
You think you know what it is? Call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Once again today, a $50 gift card to Checkers. If you can identify that easy layup of a movie clip, caller 12 855-839-1210. $50 gift card to Checkers. Best of luck. From the movies to the music, Phil Almquist, what occurred today in music history?
What happened on this day in music history?
Today, May 13th, we celebrate the birthdays of Darius Rucker from Hootie the Blowfish, who's 59, Paul Thompson from Roxy Music, who's 74, and Stevie Wonder, who's 75. Heavenly birthday shouts to Richie Valens. Singlecoot painted black by The Stones in 66. Singles include Black Hole Sun. I had all my words all mixed up. Anyway, by Soundgarden in 94.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, exactly. Album include Scatch Fever by Ted Nugent in 77. Ram It Down by Judas Priest in 88. Brothers in Arms by Dire Straits in 85. And Lightning Strikes Again by Dokken in 2008. Also in 2007, Brian May of Queen was under a 24-hour security watch after a deranged man announced he was setting off to murder him, then disappeared. In 2002, Diane Warwick was arrested at Miami International Airport for marijuana possession after authorities found 11 joints in the lipstick case in the singer's luggage. In 2002, Eddie Money appeared on King of Queens. In 2017, Todd Rundgren gives the commencement speech at Berklee College of Music, where he says, "I've never been nominated, thankfully, for the Hall of Fame. If nominated, I will not run. If elected, I will not serve. When inducted, he doesn't show up." But lastly, on this day in 2006, Cheap Trick performed on the infield at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway during first day of pole position qualifying for the 500, which is where I will be in 2 weeks. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Almquist.
Look at that. A little Cheap Trick reference there. Well, I've got one of those, too.
Are you calling me a cheap trick?
Right. Speaking of that, Dawn Stensland is up at the top of the hour.
Oh, we have so much going on. You got to hear this teacher. She goes on this rant of why she's quitting. This has gone viral. You got to hear it. And we'll get the reaction, of course, from our own education and mom expert, Beth Ann Rossica, talks about education in our area and why we're losing teachers and the latest that's happening in our region, Chester County. We will, of course, also pay our great tribute, as we've been doing this morning, as Nick, Greg, and I, and all of us, have certainly been thinking about our great friend Sid Weiss in heaven, and you, Sarah. So we'll continue the tributes to, it's Sid Weiss Day this Tuesday.
Yeah.
So Zeoli is come, a special Zeoli. He's going to be along at 10:40 and 11. So we'll talk Trump, we'll talk Sid Weiss, and we'll talk Delco. Remember our good friend Alfie Goodwin, the GOP candidate, military service? So she was attacked just as she's leaving for her military service. We'll update with what's going on in Delco, violence against her, and why isn't this a bigger story? We'll have, oh my gosh, there's so much. And Trump.
Now you've got Rich at 10:40. Is that locked in, or are you going to bump him like you're Dana Perino? I kid.
It's, Dana does not do that by choice.
All right. Valerie is in Ben Salem. She's identified the movie. Valerie, hello. What did we play for you?
Hi, guys. You played Snakes on the Train, on the Plane.
Yeah. Snakes on a Plane, Snakes on a SEPTA, Snakes on a Train. Yes, you are correct. $50 gift card to Checkers for some burgers.
Hey, I just wanted to say hi to everybody. This is Snow Bunny Gal.
What's up, Snow Bunny Gal?
We love you.
Famous
love
you. Tweeter.
Yeah.
Puts a voice to the tweet.
I'm in Detroit schools, and I talked to today.
Okay, yeah. You don't boil any bunnies on the stove and then eat them on YouTube, do you?
Just world.
No idea what she said.
Nick's World?
Get a better phone, Snow Bunny.
What did she say? Nick's World?
Nick's World, Wayne's World, who knows? Yeah. All right, that'll do it for us. The Dawn Show is up next. Everybody have a great rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow for a What Up Wednesday with Tony Bruno.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.